Welcome back to the program. Straight to Santan Valley. Bring Jim into the conversation. You first have to answer a visual question for us, Jim. What did it look like on the superstitions after the snow? What was that like?
Oh, it was great. It's beautiful.
It's something about the way those mountains just go straight up out of that flat desert where the 60 starts to hook south.
Arizona under snow is really one of the prettiest pictures on the planet. It really is. Superstitions, Sedona, Red Rock Country, Grand
Catalinas.
Canyon. Catalinas, absolutely. Jim, how can we help you, my friend?
Well, I've been getting some quotes to install solar panels.
Okay.
And they're telling me that they can cut the vents off below the panels.
Plumbing
the
vents.
The panels won't stick up any more than 3 inches, and they can cut all the vents off to where they want to place them.
Yeah.
They
can. They can.
Plastic cuts easy. I'm not sure you want to do that.
It could create other problems, Jim. What I'd rather see them do is go ahead and cut them off as low as they need to get the panels mounted. But go ahead and redirect the vent and get it back above the solar panels. You know, on kind of a sidebar note, at Rosie on the House, we do this thing called in-home consultation where you can actually book a Rosie on the House expert to come out to your house and look at whatever problem it is. You know, and odors are one of the things we're out solving all the time. And Jim, it's generally because the vent stack on your plumbing system isn't properly ventilating, and the methane sewer smell then permeates your yard and back inside your house. So we could be creating a problem cutting those plumbing vents off short enough to mount the panel. Cut them off, mount the panel, and then get some elbows and redirect it and get them up. I would tell you to get the vent stack back up above the solar panel. We have Stan the Man going all over Arizona solving the stink problem that improper plumbing venting causes. And, I mean, he's becoming the stink eliminator, the stinkulator.
Oh, I'm sure he's loving you hear that. That's exactly what he wanted. Yeah, give me more odor problems to solve.
Can't you
just ask me a drywall question? Yeah. Can't you go send me out on some of that with like an electrical shortage?
Yeah.
No, it's got to be a stink problem.
You just can't believe how big a problem this is. And we can solve it virtually every single time. There's layers that we solve. We start with the simplest method, then we go to plan B, and then we have plan C and plan D. And if you're living with an odor problem at your house where it's almost embarrassing to have guests or friends over, give us a ring. We can solve that problem for you.
It's a burr under the saddle. It just wears on you and wears on you and wears on you. It's amazing how your quality of life can change so rapidly with that.
Yeah. Come on over for dinner, y'all. Just ignore the stink. Ted in Phoenix has called. We welcome your phone call. How can we help you, my friend?
Yeah, I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Rosie, I had a question. You were talking about roofing materials earlier and felt paper.
Yeah.
I was curious about I'm a little bit familiar with it, but the available weights. I know they start like 15 pound, 30 pound? Do we go from there?
Yeah. It starts at tissue weight, and then 15 pound is generally the lightest asphalt impregnated paper that we put up on a roof. Then it goes to 30 pound. I mean, it goes all the way up to 90 pound, you know, so.
What, 40? There's a 40
yeah.
pound
yeah.
also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, my question really then, for the concrete tile, I wouldn't understand why anyone would use anything other than the 90 weight.
Well, there's a lot of different reasons and different applications. First,
cost is the first.
But I mean, 90 weight's not that old. I mean, it's been layers of 30 and 40 for forever and ever.
Under tile, and then we go to 90 pound generally when we're doing a flat, you know, roof. But I know roofers that will do a mop down 90 pound and then tile on top of that. And Ted, as far as what's the right, I think most roofers go multiple layers of 30 and 40. As opposed to one 90-pound layer,
multiple layers. You know, that's more penetration that it has to go through to create a problem.
But I'm going to have to get into Rosie on the House FAQs because for the life of me, I am drawing a complete blank. I've asked Paul Lanoux this question at Lions Roofing multiple times. What is the ideal layering system of asphalt paper underneath a tile roof? And right now, my brain is just stumbling and tripping through the different poundages. But I'll get that for you, Ted, and I promise. We'll come back right after this top-of-the-hour break, and I'll have that answer for you. Hey, y'all, it's Rosie on the House. We especially appreciate y'all tuning in. We've got another hour where we can take your calls. We're going to clear the lines, so all the lines will be available for you to reach in and grab us at 1-888-767-4348. Go ahead and click on rosieonthehouse.com. Take a look at it. And while you're there, take a look at the dictionary that's included in the FAQs. It's an encyclopedia of home ownership. And while you're there, go ahead and vote for us. We won again 4 years in a row. Number one contractor referral directory in all of Arizona. We'll be right back for hour three of Rosie on the House.
Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.